You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
The Brewers are into their second offseason under general manager David Stearns, and I think what's going to be notable is how much more quiet it is than the first. Stearns himself had said there's no way for the team to maintain the sort of pace of acquisitions that they had last winter in his first season at the helm. Remember, it was 3 days after he formally took over the job that he made his first waiver claim. That turned out to be Junior Guerra, a starting pitcher who was their club or their pitching MVP, really was solid atop that rotation. One of his first trades netted Jonathan Villar, who began the year at shortstop, led the major leagues in steals, and played himself into the plans for this team. His first and only major league free agent signing last winter was Chris Carter. He wound up tying for the National League lead with 41 home runs. So David Stearns was very busy early last winter as he was just taking over. There's just no possible way he's going to maintain that sort of a pace this offseason. So he'll look to tweak the core that he already has in place. And I think when you look at where this team could add as this winter begins, third base is a question mark. If they move Jonathan Villar to second base, where many in the organization feel his skills are best used, that would leave an opening at third, and they have a couple of in-house options, but nobody that really jumps out as an everyday third baseman. The list of free agents begins with Justin Turner. I don't think we're going to see the Brewers in play for Justin Turner, so it's more likely to be a guy on a shorter-term deal, a lesser deal. And then I think catcher is an area where they will potentially look to add. They traded Jonathan Lucroy to the Rangers late last season. Martin Maldonado has been a very capable backup for this team for a number of years. But will he hit enough to play the position every day? I'm not certain about that. And I think that's an area the Brewers will look at, free agency, for example. There's a Jason Castro out there, a guy who played in Houston with David Stearns. When Stearns was there, some familiarity, and we've seen lots of examples. I already mentioned two of them in VR and Carter, of former Astros finding a home in Milwaukee. So there are moves to be made for this team. Not certain that they're going to be big blockbuster moves, but I'll throw one exception out there. Will this team trade Ryan Braun? That's going to be the biggest question for this offseason. David Stearns and before him Doug Melvin have traded away a ton of established major league players. Ryan Braun would be the logical next step. They came close to dealing him to the Dodgers, most notably. The Braves were involved in those talks as well over the summer. There are teams that are interested in Ryan Braun. He is a very good player when he's healthy. He is signed to a contract through at least 2020, so there's some cost certainty involved there, and I think there is a market for that. So whether Ryan Braun gets traded will dictate a lot of the other moves that this Brewers team makes. If he goes, that's a three-hole hitter and a starting left fielder that you've got to fill elsewhere, and David Stearns would look to do that on the market. So I think an interesting winter ahead for this Brewers team, but nowhere near as busy as last winter.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.